Okay, here's why I think nudism is going to be the next big fashion trend. Okay, let's take into account like there's a huge problem with fast fashion, right? And there's so much clothes that are just being produced and just being put into landfills. We've got like 46 different seasons of fashion these days. Like you can literally go into a thrift store and get a shirt for like a dollar in some places. It's really ridiculous, and you can even like, if you go to your local gym or anywhere, you find clothes just lying around, whoever fucking just like picks it up, it's a free shirt, There's so much clothing out there that literally you could drop like half your wardrobe and you'd still have a, full set. You go online and clothes are like what, 23 cents, and they get shipped from overseas. It's a really big problem with like fast fashion these days, And couple that with the fact that like most people are pretty broke these days. They don't have that much money to even spend on clothes, much less rent and all that shit. Living expenses are getting really high. So I think people in the future, they're gonna just stop buying clothes. They're gonna be like, I don't have room for clothes in my budget. I can go to work with just one shirt, one pair of pants. If anything happens to those, I'm fucking screwed. So like, people are gonna walk around with, fucking clothes with holes in them where they had to patch it up. And eventually it's just like, fuck it, just let the shirt rip in half. Some people are just gonna walk in, sleeves are missing from their dress shirt, fucking crop top because the bottom of the shirt got shredded in the dryer because it was so fucking cheap and shit. Yeah, we're just gonna get to that point where like guys are just walking around with just ripped shirts and just, showing nipple at work. People walking around with holes in their underwear, holes in their socks, holes in their jeans, holes in their shoes. And that just makes you think about like holes, it's really sexual clothing, sexually provocative and shit. And it's getting really fucking hot these days because of climate change and shit, because fast fashion contributes to climate change, right? So the temperature of the earth, it's just gonna get warmer and warmer, and people are gonna be like, damn, even in this fucking shirt that just has 20 holes in it, like I'm still sweating in this. What's the point? Guys are gonna walk around, take off their shirt and be like, ooh, it's too hot to wear this shirt, walk around shirtless, showing their nipples and shit. They tuck their shirt in their pants, they drop their shirt. They're like, oh man, no shirt. Oh well, I'll just keep going and walking around, Guys are gonna have to start wearing fucking short shorts and shit. It's gonna be so hot and sunny that, you're gonna just walk around in short shorts. Some guys are just gonna strip down completely, commando too, so their dick's gonna be flopping around their shorts. Their dick just sticking out. Some guys are really well endowed, so you're gonna see a lot more penis heads in the future. You're gonna see big old penis heads sticking out of their pants. You're gonna be in a board meeting, a fucking fancy event, and guys are just wearing fucking short shorts. Men's fashion is just gonna devolve to that point. It's just gonna devolve to guys walking around in really short shorts, and some other guys may even push the envelope even more. They might start wearing briefs or jock straps or even thongs to work because it's just too hot out. Clothes are too expensive. And all these places are gonna just like start to agree, like, yeah, clothes are too expensive. We're running the AC all the time. It'd save a lot of money if we just turned down the AC, turned up the thermostat. You just have guys just sweating around the office in their underwear, guys, in cashier positions, just wearing jock straps and aprons. That's it. Like, if you work a really manual job, you'll need a little bit of support down there, right? If you're rocking a big one, you gotta wear like a jock or something, an athletic supporter to hold your fucking junk in place. But for everybody else, eventually you'll just have like some office workers just saying, you know what, it's too fucking expensive to be buying underwear all the time. It's just too much of a hassle. And they'll just show up to work completely naked. They'll just be like, what are you gonna do? Fire me? And go to the fucking boardroom and just sitting there, fucking just getting their work done. They have meetings completely naked and everybody's just staring at them, just being like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? But they'll be like, fuck it, just fire me. I don't give a shit about this job. And then eventually, like, the dress codes will just become so relaxed, everywhere. Everywhere. It'll just trickle down from all these really important office gigs into just everyday jobs that are paying like minimum wage and shit. They'll just be like, the uniform is nothing. That's it. You don't have to wear anything to work here. And, society is becoming pretty sex positive. They'll just be like, you know what? Fine. Men can be naked. They can just be naked if they want to. It's a fucking alternative lifestyle and shit. Because, like, there are a lot of nudists out there that can't work jobs because of their beliefs. They just walk around nude. They had to go live in communes and stuff. Eventually, society is going to become accepting of them and be like, you know, if you want to work in our bookstore and you want to be a nudist, go for it. You're allowed to. They're just going to tell them, yeah, just come to work nude. And then eventually, you know, every single place is just going to have a nudist hire. Every single business establishment will just have to make sure that they hire at least one nudist on board. You know, you go to a cafe and you'll look around and just see a person wearing uniform after uniform, and you'll find a nudist just walking around serving people coffee. And it's okay, you know, it's completely progressive to have a nudist working in your establishment. You know, they'll have nudists post on Times Square, you know, all these magazine covers, just showing nudism as the new way forward, the new fashion trend hitting all types of young men, all types of demographics, all of these men just deciding, you know what, fuck clothes, and they just take off all their clothes, fuck the system, all that shit, fucking nudist rebellion, that's what's gonna fucking happen. And all these, like, poor masturbators out there in the future, you know, they'll have to deal with the fact that they've trained themselves to get turned on whenever they see nudity, and now nudity is just the norm. Everybody's just walking around completely naked outside, and they just get triggered all the time, you know? And of course these baiters, these gooners, are gonna be the first to hop onto this trend. They'll just go outside and just walk around nude just to see what it feels like, just to feel it again. And they go outside and they see somebody else that's nude, and these fucking penis masturbators get hard, and they have to fucking masturbate penis. These masturbators have to fucking masturbate naked outside. And you know, at that point, since nudity is so normalized, they'll have to normalize masturbation too. You know, it's just be a subsection of the subculture of nudism, you know, just fucking nude masturbators. You know, all these businesses are gonna be like, we don't want nudists here, we want people to wear clothes. So they're gonna put up signs that say, you must wear clothes to shop here, you must wear clothes to eat here, you must wear clothes or we're gonna refuse service, stuff like that. And all the nudists are going to be like, fuck that, I'll go somewhere else where I'm accepted. They'll go support those businesses. And those businesses that can't fucking handle the fucking nudity, you know, they're going to run out of customers. Everybody's going to hop on the nudist trend. They're just going to fucking shut down, or they're going to have to change their policy. Let all these naked men in their business. And like all these naked men, of course they're gonna be masturbating. They're fucking naked. They're like, oh, I haven't masturbated in that business yet. And they fucking flock over there, go in aisle 6 and fucking masturbate. It'll be like, okay, time to masturbate naked in aisle 7 and aisle 8. And they'll just go throughout the whole store completely naked masturbating, just fucking just walking around. All these people are gonna like call the cops on all these nudists, all these naked men masturbating. They're gonna be like, hello, we've got a naked man in aisle 7, he's masturbating. The police are gonna show up and they're gonna be like, hey, you know, it's not illegal anymore, didn't you hear? A nudist ran for office and now they fucking passed a law throughout the whole city. Everybody can be naked. And all these nudists are just gonna get into positions of power and just start making it fucking illegal to wear clothes. It'll be government and mandated nudity. And then they have to throw out all of their clothes. All these officers are just going door to door collecting clothes completely naked. It's illegal to even own a single piece of clothing. The nudist political party just goes door to door collecting all these clothes, shutting down all these clothing manufacturers, shutting down all these department stores, so that no single piece of clothing can be worn ever again. You know, people are giving up their designer clothes, worth like $900, now it's worthless, now it has to be shredded, destroyed, all because the nudists are taking over. Yeah, if anybody sees you wearing clothes too, they'll just pin you down, take off all your clothes, shred it off you, rip it right off your skin, so that you have naked flesh just all over you, that way you're completely fucking naked. Sure, they'll let you keep a piece of jewelry or maybe your glasses, but that's about it. And all these men born after the fact, after this nudist revolution, they'll just be asking you, like, so what was it like to wear clothes? Like, how was it like before, like, everything became all cool, everything became all nude? And you just, like, sit there completely nude across from them, and you try to explain it to them, explain what life was like before the nudists took over, but they just don't understand. They'll never have to experience a piece of clothing on their skin, so they just don't get it, you know? Society just moves past that point, to the point where just all of mankind is just completely naked and masturbating and just doing whatever they want with their bodies.